Amtrak is adding a stop at Mitchell Airport to its Hiawatha service between Milwaukee and Chicago, but the train runs more than a mile west of the airport terminal, so the state is building a train station, platform, and parking lot. The station won't just be a trailer by the tracks. It'll be a brick and glass building surrounded by landscaping. Wisconsin Senator Herb Cole helped secure the $6 million in federal money for the project. He says he's comfortable with the price tag.
$6 million is a lot of money, but it's not like it's $60 million or $100. $6 million is reasonable. I've never looked at that number, and it never has occurred to me that that's wildly out of place.
Ron Adams of the State Department of Transportation contends the cost is reasonable by train station standards. He says other cities have spent much larger sums on their stations in recent years. He concedes the Mitchell Airport Depot will be a smaller facility that might start out only serving about 500 people per month.
Not tremendous numbers, but it's a start. And as we can get more service on Amtrak, those numbers are going to grow.
Mitchell Airport and Milwaukee County have agreed to pay for shuttle bus service between the train station and airport. The project is expected to benefit several Milwaukee air carriers, including Midwest Airlines. Amtrak says the stop on the south side of Milwaukee will also be easier for some of its passengers than boarding the train in Milwaukee's downtown. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.